This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi, say part two. We're discussing the future geula, which remember the Smack told us that we are in the Torah. Does it say we have to yearn for the coming of Mashiach? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. We pointed out when will the geula come? It's Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua, and the Ran told us in the Drashos Haran we paskin like Rabbi Yoshua. V'nisan nigalu, v'nisan asidin ligal. And then we said further, when in Nisan will Mashiach come? And we said specifically when? The 15th. Rabbi said, I'll bring you another raya that Mashiach is predestined to come specifically the 15th. Because very interesting, Rabbi said, if you look in the Siddur of the Rekeach, we quote the Rekeach very often, the Rekeach tells us, you know, Rekeach was the master of the number of words of each of the tefillos, and he says like this, count the bracha of Gaal Yisrael. Gaal Yisrael talks about what? Geula. V'ne'emar ki fada Hashem es Yaakov ugaloi miyad chazak mimenu baruch atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael. How many words? 15 words. Because the first geula came on the 15th, the last geula will come on the 15th. Amazing. V'ne'emar ki fada Hashem es Yaakov ugaloi miyad chazak mimenu baruch atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael. Says Rekech number 29. V'ne'emar ki fada tesvav tevois ad Gaal Yisrael keneged b'tesvav v'nisa nigalu u'v'tesvav asidin li Gaal. Ah! Rabbi Isai, another indication that Geula is very intertwined with the month of Nisan, and that is Aruch HaShulchan wants to know, look at number 30, why it is by the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every night, and the mitzvah to remember Amalek is only once a year. Why? What's the difference? So he says like this, why do we remember what Amalek did to us? It's in order to destroy them. When will we destroy Amalek? Right before the Geula comes. And when will the Geula come in? Nisan. So when do we remember Amalek? Right before Nisan. Once a year. So we see that Mashiach is destined to come in Nisan. When in Nisan? The 15th. Let's take it further. And when on the 15th of Nisan? The night of the Seder. How do we know that? Look in the Sefer HaManhig. Manhig is one of very early Rishonim. Uminog bekama mekaymos, the minog in many places, she'ein noyel en hachadarim she'yishenim behem b'leilei ha-pesach. You don't lock your house right on Leil Seder.
Which?
Number 28, the Sefer HaManhig writes that there's a custom not to lock the doors of your home the night of Pesach. Why? So we would say it's Leil Shimurim, we're protected. No, different reason. You ready for this? Kebinisa nigalu, we were redeemed in Nisan. And we're going to be destined to be redeemed in Nisan. How do we know we're going? Now, here's, you ready for this? Where in the Chumash does it say we're going to be redeemed in Nisan? Dechsev? Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem. We'll have to see what that means. Laila HaMeshumar Uba Misheshes Imei Bereshes. We'll explain that later. V'yim Yavai Eliyahu, and if Eliyahu comes knocking on the door, Herzachayim Rabbi Yisrael Rabiyad, get up, Mashiach is here. Yimtza habayis pasuach. The door will be open. He'll be able to get the news quicker. The yetzel lekrasei mehera will be able to get to him quicker. Ba'anu ma'aminim b'zeh. We believe in this. And in the schar of our emuna, Mashiach will come. So if you ask the Sefer HaManhig, what are you opening the door for the night of Pesach? Not because we're not worried about Ganavim. It's because we want Eliyahu HaNavi, who's going to come tonight, to be mevaser the geula. By the way, the Aruch HaShulchan writes the same thing, that in the middle of the Seder, why do we open the door? Because we want to show Emuna that Mashiach could come, that Eliyahu could come to be Mevaser the Geula before Mashiach comes, and that's why we put another kais on the table, and that's why many people have a custom to stand up. This is the Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch Chaim Siman Taf Peis of Katan Aleph. He says, we have a minute to stand up from our leaning, and we say, Baruch Haba, to show our emuna v'nisan nigalu v'nisan asidin ligoel, specifically the 15th, specifically the night of Pesach. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes the same thing again in Siman Tav Pei, Sif Dalet and Hey. He says, we open the door to show our emuna in the Bias HaMashiach, so that if Eliyahu HaNavi comes, he'll find it open. Beautiful. It's an amazing thing. So Rabbi Yisrael, again, when is the Gula going to come? We pass in Nisan. When in Nisan? Tezvav. When Tezvav? Lel Seder. Why? Is that just like, you know, that's Hashem is like in the mood. He likes Lel Seder. He likes to bring redemption Lel Seder. It's an auspicious time. Is that all it is? Is it only about, you know, whenever God likes to bring about redemption, it's a nice time. God gets into, you know, a redemption type of mood the night of the Seder. Rabbi say it's much deeper than that. You ready? Fasten your seatbelts. We're about to learn what I believe many people are not so aware of. Even though I knew the basic idea, I was certainly not aware of the powerful ramification it has and many of the details of it. Okay, we're about to learn what the Rishonim tell us is a tenet of Emuna. Okay, you ready for this? The Pasuk tells us in Micha, Ki mei tseischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, just as God took us out of Egypt, arenu nifla'ais, He will show us miracles. So simply put, you know what that means? It means the following. Just like God did many miracles for us when He took us out of Egypt, He will do many miracles for us when He took us out of Mitzrayim. So I want to tell you an amazing concept. And that is, it's a little bit further on, the Ramban in Chumash tells us that why is Sefer Bereishis called Sefer HaYetzirah, the book of creation? The whole book of Bereishis is creation? No, just Parshas Bereishis talks about the creation of the world. Lech Lecha is talking about Avraham. Toldos is talking about Yitzchak. Vayeshev is talking about Yaakov. Why is Sefer Bereishis called Sefer HaYetzirah? Says the Ramban. You ready for this? That there's a concept. And this is a Ramban a little bit further on your sheets. It's number 50. People are going to hear it on the tape. Number 50? Yeah, it's for real. Number 50, the Ramban tells us that Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYetzirah. Why? Because Parshas Bereishis talks about creation of the world. And all the actions of the Avos created our history. Through what process? Maase Avos, Simen Labanim. So Avraham Avinu goes down to Egypt because of famine. The Jewish people have to later go on to Egypt because of famine. Yitzchak digs three wells, three Batei Mikdashim. Every movement, we've discussed this many times, that every movement of the Avos was not just significant, it was Yoitzer, it created our history. That's why Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYetzirah, the book of creation. And the Ramban goes on to say, number 51 in Lech Lecha Yerbez Vav, that he says about the seventh line, Kol Gezeras Irin, any decree, Rabbi Yisai, we learned what the word Irin meant yesterday, any gezerah from the wakeful one, from God or the angels, in order for it to come from the decree to reality, an action needs to be done. What does that mean? In other words, God wants the Jewish people to go down to Mitzrayim. No, the way God operates is, He doesn't just decree, go down to Mitzrayim, and then we all go down to Mitzrayim. You need someone to do the action of going down to Mitzrayim, and that will create the fruition of the prophecy. So Avraham goes down to Mitzrayim, that will create Bnei Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim. Yitzchak digs three wells, that will create three Binyanei Batei Mikdash. That's the concept. The concept is, in order for a decree to come to reality, an action needs to be done. Another example of this, the Chayyadam brings down in number 52 in Klal Kuflam Atesiv Vav, that you know we have Simanim, the night of Rosh Hashanah, right? So you're telling me, I'm a Rosh Marusha, I have a, you know, I'm a bad guy, the whole year I don't do any mitzvahs, but I eat an apple and I dip it in honey and everything will be good? Or, you're telling me, really the Jews are undeserving, but because I eat a piece of cabbage, the Arabs are going to fall off the face of the world because I eat cabbage? The concept is, says the Chayyadim, quoting the Ramban, that if God made a decree, in order to give a certain force to God's decree, you need to do an action. So by eating the apple, by eating the cabbage, it brings to fruition God's prophecy. Rabbi Yisai, listen to this. You ready for the following idea? Amazing idea. Earth-shattering idea. God promises us He will redeem us from our current galus. Very nice. He made a gezeirah. But the way God operates is, the gezeirah can only come to fruition if there was action was done. Like when God tells Yirmiyah, you know, you want to strike down Aram? motion with your hand like that, it will bring down the decree. So God promises us that He will bring the future redemption. So what action occurred to make it Maaseh Avos Siman Labanim? Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim created the Geula HaAsida. It's not just, it happens to be we were redeemed on the 15th, and conveniently that's a nice date on the calendar for God to bring the Geula HaAsida. No! God created the future redemption through the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, Rabbi, so you ready for this? Hold on to your sock. Look at number 33. The concept of Ki Meitzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Neflois is not just some nice thing, just like God took us out of Egypt. He will bring the redemption. No! Just like God took us out of Egypt, through those activities, He created the possibility for the future redemption. Says the Haggadah Shel Pesach Ma'as HaNisim of the Baal Nesivos HaMishpat. Right? We know the Nesivos is one of the classic Svarim on Lamdus. He says like this. Every miracle that occurred in Mitzrayim, okay, you ready for this? Will again occur La'asid Lavai. And therefore, every favor, every taiva that God did for us in Mitzrayim, since it's creating the Geula, guess what we call it? It's kefula umechupeles. It's doubled. It's doubled. What do you mean it's doubled? Each one, dam wasn't doubled, so it will be doubled. Kriyas Yamsuf, it will be doubled. Geula, it will be doubled. That's what it means. Rabbi said the concept is Maaseh Avos Siman Labanim. God took us out of Egypt, He will take us out of our current galus. That was the pre-enactment, or the paradigm, or the creation of the future redemption.
Kfulukmukhlupalas implies four times, doesn't it? I mean,
possibly, I hear. In other words, many layers. It could be because that all the miracles of Mitzrayim are only a very small shell of what will be L'Asa Lava, because we know that when Mashiach comes, all the miracles of Mitzrayim will be pale in comparison. Okay. Says the Haggadah Shel Pesach Ma'as HaNisim, look at number 34. Hadiktik Mavur, we have a big problem here. Sha'amar Kfula Mechupalas, what does it mean it will be doubled? Amnam L'fimash Kasafti La'el, according to what I wrote, Shekol Hadvarim Shenasu Begulas Mitzrayim, all the miracles that occurred in Egypt, Hein Payel Dimyoin, they are the pre-enactment Sheyiskayim Bekefel, that should occur a second time Begulah Asida. Sheyavai b'mheira. Gulas Mitzrayim is the root of the Geula. So now we understand very simply, all the taivas are kefula u'mechupeles. So Rabbi Isai, amazing, you ready for this? We go through the whole Seder, and we relive the events of Mitzrayim. And we're ready, we left Mitzrayim, we finished the Haggadah. The purpose of reliving the miracles of Mitzrayim is to create the Geula. Who are we now inviting to the Seder? Eliyahu Anavi. Why? Because we're saying, Eliyahu, Ki Meitzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The purpose of all these miracles wasn't a one-time event. It's for you. You're the man now. We've relived it. We've done Ki Meitzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Now you know what we're waiting for. The night of the 15th. Now we're waiting for Arenu Neflois. In fact, Rabbi is saying there's an amazing diuk. If you look in the Mishnah, look at number 37. And if anyone out there wants to investigate this matter further, the Nesiva says like this. So the beginning part of the Seder is reliving the bondage and the redemption from Egypt. That's why we have two cups. By the way, if you look at the first part of Hallel, what does the first part of Hallel talk about? Redemption from Egypt. B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Hashem zecharonu yivarech. What does the second part of Hallel talk about? Gula Hasida. Loilanu Hashem, Loilanu, Ki Lashimcha Tein Kavod. God, we want to give honor to your name. So we break up the Hallel into two. The first part of Hallel goes with the first part of the Seder. That's part one of history. That's act one. Act one. That is leaving Mitzrayim. We then eat the Suda. Now we invite Eliyahu. Eliyahu, we want you to bring act two. Laylanu Hashem, God, it's not for our honor. Ki l'shimcha tein kavod. If you look in the Mishnah that we quote in the Haggadah, number 37. I am like 70 years old. I am like 70 years old. Leman tizkar siyom tizchom liyos and sayim kol yimei chayecha. Yimei chayecha. Hayomim. Kol yimei chayecha. Halelais. Ben zayim holds, you have to talk about it tizchom in the day. You have to talk about it in the night. Yimei chayecha is the day. Kol yimei chayecha is the night. What do the chachamim say? Yimei chayecha is olam hazeh. Kol yimei chayecha. You know what he should say? Yimais hamashiach. Why does he say lehavi limais hamashiach? To bring the days of Mashiach. The Tanakhama says, Kol Yimei Chayecha, not Lahavi Halelos, but Halelos. So let him say, Kol Yimei Chayecha, Limois HaMashiach. You know whose diuk this is? Rabbi Kiva Eger. So Rabbi Kiva Eger gives a certain teretz. This comes along, the Rabbi Yaakov Meir Padva, the author of Nitfei Mayim, and he quotes the Maral. Could someone please tell me, you know, we say in the Halal HaGadol, Lemake Mitzrayim Bivchayreim, God smit the Egyptians. Ki li'olam chastai, His kindness is forever. How's His kindness forever? He killed them one time, right? La'ise shvatim gedolim, He made great wonders. Ki li'olam chastai, His kindness is forever. How's His kindness forever? It was a one-time thing. No, it wasn't a one-time thing. He smit the Egyptians and He killed the firstborn and He made all the miracles. Le'olam chastai, because it's going to repeat itself in the Gula Asida. Ki li'olam chastai, His kindness is eternal. Says the Baal Nifei Mayim, you know what it means? Lehavi limais HaMashiach. All the miracles of Mitzrayim were to bring the days of Mashiach. That's what the purpose was.
Can I just ask one question?
You want to save it?
Okay, after all these.
Okay, listen to this. Now I want to tell you how far reaching this is. You ready for this?
It clopped.
Rabbeinu Bechaye writes, I found in six places.
Wake you up.
In six places, okay, that this idea that the way God took us out of Mitzrayim, the Gula will come, is not just Yetzias Mitzrayim, Gula Hasida. Every single miracle that happened in Mitzrayim will replay themselves in the Gula. Dam, Tzfardeya, Kinim, Arayv, Dever, Shchin, Barad. It's going to happen again. Not only that, all the miracles of the Yam will happen again. Kriyas Yamsuf will happen again. All the Masois in the Midbar will happen again.
And 80% of Israel will die.
Look what the Rabbeinu Bechaye writes. Look at number 39. I found this in six places. Okay? Kabbalah biyadenu. He uses very strong words. We have a tradition. Shehageula ha'asida. Asida shatia bedimyon geulas Mitzrayim. The future redemption will replay itself. Kishem shamatzinu kriyas yamsuf in Mitzrayim, so too there will be a kriyas yamsuf in the splitting of the sea. He brings a raya from Navi. The hechrem Hashem is lashon yam Mitzrayim. God will dry up the sea again. He brings many rayos. Ba'areza meyid shebegeula ha'asida asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lases bayam derech k'may b'yitzias Mitzrayim. Now listen to this. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu the Goyal grew up in the house of Paroi, the Mashiach is going to grow up in Rome. See what that means? Believe that. That's what Rabbeinu Bechaye says in his commentary on Chanukah in the Sefer Kanach Kemach. Then he writes, like, look at number 40. Now, Rabbi, this was a shock to me. Did you ever hear this concept? That every single miracle in Mitzrayim will replay itself in the times of the Gula Asida? I perhaps was not fully aware of this.
Did you hear that Mashiach was going to grow up in Rome?
That was... Look at number 40. He writes in the Karakemach in Sukkah, V'oid yesh besipra hamasois remez la'asir. All the various trips the Klai Yisrael made in the Midbar have a remez to the future. Listen to this. Ki kol hanavim maskimim pechad. All the prophets are unanimous. Shehagula ho'asida tia bedimyon hagula harishayna. The future redemption will parallel the final redemption, the original redemption. Like the Navi says, ki meitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, arenu neflois. And just like the Klal Yisrael went out into the Midbar, in the times of Mitzrayim, we will again go into the Midbar l'asad lavai. Now you ready for this? Listen to this. So far, Rabbeinu Bechaye is saying, this is not like one Navi who told us this. First he writes, it's a Kabbalah biyadenu. Then he writes, kol ha'neviim maskimim pe'echad. All the prophets are unanimous. Look at number 41. Arenu niflois ala gula achoina. And it's going to be a parallel of Gulas Mitzrayim. And now look what he says. The same way there was Makas Dam on the fourth line, Edom will have Dam, like it says, Dam Vaish Vesimroi Sasha. In Mitzrayim, there were frogs. What did the frogs do? They made a loud noise. It says about Edom, Kol Sha'in Meir. In Mitzrayim, there were Kinim. By Edom, it says, Venefchu Nachlaya Lezefes Va'afara Legofris. In Mitzrayim, there were wild animals. In Edom, it says, V'yirashua Ka'as V'kapot. There will be wild birds. Yeah, halavai, we should see this. In Mitzrayim, there was Dever. In Edom, there will be Dever. In Mitzrayim, there was Shchin. Edom will have Shchin. Mitzrayim, there was Barod. Edom will have Avnei al-Gavish. In Mitzrayim, there was Arba. Edom will have Arba. In Mitzrayim, there was Choshech. It says there will be Choshech. Makas b'choyreis. God will unleash the sword against Edom. Every Mako will replay itself. The Rabbi Mechai writes this in Vayechi, Mem Tes Aleph. Rabbi Mechai writes this in Parsha Shemois, Hey Chaf Beis. And he brings an interesting thing, that the same way Moshe Rabbeinu, he revealed himself, he had escaped to Midian, he disappeared for 40 years, he came back, that will happen by Mashiach. Mashiach will appear, he'll disappear, he'll come back. And look, finally in number 44, Rabbi Mechai writes in Parshas Boy, Yod Beis Mem, you ready for this? In Mitzrayim, God gave us four dates. 210 years, 400 years, 430 years. Were all those dates true? Absolutely. We were in Mitzrayim 210 years. From the time of Yitzchak's birth, 400 years. From the time of the Bris Ben Absarim, 430. Look in an interesting Sefer, Rabbeinu Mechai says, called Sefer Daniel. How many dates of the Gula are given? Three dates. 1,150, 1,290, 1,335. Why? It's to be mechazek our emunah. That the same way while we were in Mitzrayim, we had no idea how we're going to calculate the 210, the 400, the 430, so too, la'asilavai, will be in America. We won't know what does it mean, 1,150, what does it mean, 1,290, what is it going to mean, 1,335, but when it happens, we'll know it happened. It's to be mechazik. Three dates in Mitzrayim, three dates in the Gula Asidah. Rabbeinu Mechai is a very authentic source. The Chassam Sofer used to learn every Friday night, Rabbeinu Mechai al HaTorah, for 40 years. It's brought down in the introduction to the Chassam Sofer. But I found, Rabbi Isai, it's a Medrash Tanchuma, the exact same thing. Look at number 45. All the Makos HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on the Mitzrim, he was going to bring on Edom. All of them. Dam.
Why just Edom?
That's the fourth Malchios that we're in now. That's the fourth. Whatever Edom is. You know, this is going according to the opinion that the fourth empire is Edom. If you want to say it's Yishmael, then they'll have it too. Mitzrayim Sephardim, Mitzrayim Kinim, Mitzrayim Aroiv, Mitzrayim Dever, Mitzrayim Shchin, so too La'asid Lavai. They're going to have it all. We're going to have it all. Rabbi said, to me, that's an amazing concept. That's amazing. So we asked the Kasha in the beginning, who cares how many Makos were in Mitzrayim? What's a nafkamina to me? Whether it was 50, 40, 200. It's a big nafkamina. Because what is the show going to be like when Mashiach comes? That's the machlokes. Take a look in number 48. We brought the question, this is from the New Haggadah Shal Pesach Pardes Yosef, Amud Reish Nun Hei Aleph. The Kasha is, what's the nafkamina? How many miracles there are? Teretz is, the nafkamina is because ki meitzeischa me'aretz Mitzrayim, arenu niflois. I want to bring out an amazing thing that I saw in the Haggadah, again, the Pardes Yosef Haggadah, number 47. He brings down, you know, if all the miracles of Mitzrayim, God is going to repeat, la'asid lavai, there are two makos that it says will never be repeated. He brings down from the Shoimrei Emunim Rebbe, the Balchukei Chaim, that by Arba it says, Lefanav lo haya kein, v'acharav lo yiya kein. So how could we say all the miracles of Mitzrayim are going to repeat itself? By Arba it says it'll never be again. By the way, that question you can answer, yeah, it'll never be in Egypt again. But in Edom, I would say it's predicting that it will be, because it's saying there'll never be in Egypt again. But in any event, and then he says there was a scream in Mitzrayim from the Bechayrim. There will never be such a scream. Ah.
Says same thing. We'll be in Edom.
So you ready? Listen to what he says. He says an amazing thing. Detzach Adash Biachav. He said, what kind of breakup is that? Dam Detzach. Dam Sardei Akinim. Fine. Detzach Adash. Aroy Dever Shchin. Biachav Barad Arbe Choshech. Makis Bechoris. Why would you group Barad? Barad is in Parshas Va'era. Boy has three Makos. Arbe Choshech Makis Bechoris. Why would you group Barad together with the three Makos in Bo? We should make it the Tzach, Adashav, and Achav. Why would we group Barad, which is in Va'ira, with Arbe Choshech? Ah, so he says like this. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us that by the Barad, in middle of Midrin in the Barad stopped in midair. That's why it says, V'achita, V'akusem esloinu kasa, ki afiloisein, right? That certain plants were not attacked. Because the Arbe, the Barad, stopped in midair. And the Medrash says, Hinani mamtir machar, Hashem is reserving the rest of the Arbe, la'asid lavai. Now, interesting. The rest of the Barad, la'asid lavai. Now, the Arbe, what did the Arbe attack? The Arbe was only needed to attack
whatever the
Barad didn't destroy. Right? So was the Arbe really needed? It was only needed as a one-time thing. The Arbe was only needed to take care of whatever the Barad, which the Barad stopped in midair, and the Arbe took care of whatever the Barad didn't attack. But la'asid lavai, when the Barad will fall, we won't need the Arbe. That's why it says by Arbe that there will never be Arbe again. Because the Arbe was only like a second plan. It was only a backup plan because the Barad stopped in midair. But if the Barad would have continued, there would have been no vegetation. We wouldn't have needed Arbe.
Why did the Barad stop in midair?
Because Hashem Dafka wanted to reserve that, those ones, for La'asid Lavai. Now, very interesting. How about the Makas Bechairos? Why does it say there will never be Makas Bechairos again? You know why? Because La'asid Lavai, Hashem ain't going only after the Bechairos. He's going after all of them. And it's a pasuk in Tanakh. Lo yiyas sarid lebeis Esa. There'll be no remnant. Yeah, there'll never be makas b'chayros again. Because next time, God is not, you know, not selecting any casualties.
So why is bara? Why is bara?
So arbe will never happen. We won't need it. Makas b'chayros. We're not dealing.
So why is bara and boy?
Because it's connected to the arbe. Because the arbe was only needed because of the bara. Rabbi Isai, the Ben Ish Chai says an amazing thing. There's a pasuk at the beginning of Bay. It says like this: Bay al paroi ki ani hichbarati esli liboy v'yaslev avadav leman shisi oisaisai eila bekir bay. Why bekir? What, I'm putting them in his stomach? What do you mean bekir bay? So he says like this: the only reason why God brought so many makos to Mitzrayim, you'll ask him a question, what did Hashem attack the Mitzrayim so much? Again and again, 50, 200, 250. It's in order to destroy the Goyim la'asid lavai. Because Kimei Tzeis Lomei Yosid Tzayim, Arenu Neflais. So Hashem says like this.
You don't need 250 Yosid Lavai either. You could do it all in one shot. Very simple.
Hashem la'asid lavai, Hashem wants to show the world. He wants to show the world. So listen to this. He says like this. Go to Pari. I harden his heart. Why did I have to harden his heart? Just bring one big matzah, maka. In his stomach. Spell out the word Pari. Pei. Now, how do you spell Pei? Pei Hei. How do you spell Reish? Reish Yud Shin. How do you spell Ayin? Ayin Yud Nun. How do you spell Hei? Hei Aleph. If you take the Miloy is spelling out the extra letters of each word. You add up the hey from the pei, the yud shin from the resh, the yud nun from the ayin, the aleph from the hey, you get Esav. I hardened Paro's heart. Why? Leman shisi oisaisai eile bikirbai. To place all the makos lasid levi on what's in him. What's in him? The extra letters, Esav. So Rabbi Isai, the night of the Seder, as we're reliving the makos of Mitzrayim, really, you know what it is? This is number 53. We'll try to summarize it. The Ramchal tells us that every single year, by again, Nachamal, 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 saying over the miracles of Mitzrayim, you know what that's doing? The same way the night of Rosh Hashanah, by eating the apple and the honey, that's the action that creates the sweet year. Every year we relive the miracles of Mitzrayim. That's creating the Geula. It's like a guy chopping at a piece of wood. You can't do it in one shot. This year you knock away a little chip. Next time you knock away a little chip. Every year we recount the miracles of Mitzrayim. We are actually creating the Geula. That's the Payel Dimyoin. That's the activity that brings the Geula down. By the way, he brings an amazing idea that, you know why on Pesach, you know, if a piece of pig falls into what? Into something, it's batel b'shisha. Matzah is, chametz is not even batel b'koshehu. Why not? Because he brings down, it's the number 53, from a new sefer called me Mishnah Sechar Amchal, in footnote number 3, that la'asad lavai, Hashem is going to completely eradicate the Yetzihara. He's going to be gone. He's going to be, you know, not even a smithereen of the Yetzihara will be left. That's the concept of chametz is not even batel b'mashehu. So what we're learning, Rabbi Isai, is it coincidental that the first geula happened in Nisan and the second geula happened in Nisan? Or the first geula happened on the 15th on Nisan and the second geula happened? Or the first geula happened in Leil Seder? It's not coincidental. It's two sides of the same coin. The creation of the geula took place through Yetzias Mitzrayim. Of course it's going to be the same date. Of course it's going to be the same time. It's like Mitzrayim was the Yetzira of the geula. So let's go back and answer some of our questions now. Question number one was, we wanted to know, the Haggadah starts L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim. It ends L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim. Is that a reflection of what the Haggadah is all about? The Ohal Haggadah is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Exactly. What do you think the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was? The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim. Ki Meitzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Niflois. We had Akasha. What's the Bahag? What's the Bahag's name for Sefer Shemois? Book 2. Wow, you know, great name. Great name. How did he come up with that one? No, because if Bereishis is the book of creation, and it created part one of our history, so what's going to create the sequel of our history? Shemais, the second book. It's the second part of creation. The first part, Bereishis, created our history up till Yemais HaMashiach. And Shemais is the best name he could come up with. Sefer Shemais is book 2, part 2. Creation of part 2 of our history. We wanted to know, what are we in the middle of the Seder opening up the door for Eliyahu HaNavi? You know, what does he want to come in now for? The answer is, this is the exact moment. This is the moment, the precise moment. After the first part of the night, when we recount Yetzias Mitzrayim, which created the Geula, this is his, when you tell the actor to come in, this is his cue. His cue is, we finished recounting the events of Mitzrayim. Now, I'm going to add one thing. We said the Mashiach will come. It's auspicious time, the 15th of Nisan. What time?
Leil Seder.
Now we're going to see, it's not the exact time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we'll see. We wanted to know, why is Moshe Rabbeinu passing off the baton to Eliyahu? What's he summoning Eliyahu? Moshe is saying, the only reason you're asking me to do the job is to create the Geula HaAsida. If anyway Eliyahu is going to bring the Geula HaSida, you might as well have him do the first part also. We ask, what's Eliyahu HaNavi doing, writing the Haggadah for? The answer is, this is what is going to summon him. This is his cue. This is what creates him. This is what allows him to come. This is what brings him. So of course Eliyahu HaNavi is going to write the Haggadah. We wanted to know, what does it mean that the makos were kfula mechopelas? The answer is simple. Every makah is the pre-enactment, the paradigm of a future makah. We wanted to know, who cares how many makos there were? It's for us. We care. We wanted to know, Rabbi Isai, why do we divide the Seder in two? Because part one of the Seder talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Nirtza, when we take out what was hidden, that is talking about the Geula HaSida. The entire second part of the Seder is all about the Geula. The second part of Hallel is about the Geula. The Hallel HaGadol is about the Geula HaSida. Everything, all the tefillos, Aderhu, Yivne Beisai Bekarav. What are we saying? Yivne Beisai Bekarav. What's that got to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's all about the Geula HaSida. So when we finish discussing the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, who do we summon? We open the door. We say, Eliyahu, now it's your turn. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm very excited to show you an amazing thing. An amazing thing.
First of all, also about the Geula HaSida.
Yeah, but I don't have time to. If you want to know, Reb Chaim Knievsky in his Sefer Time of the Kra, in the Echad Gadya, there are 8 figures. We know there are 4 empires, but Rashi and Zechariah says each empire has 2 parts, right? Babel is paired with the Kasdim. Paras is paired with Madai. Yavan, he also has a Shidduch. And take a look in Rashi and Zechariah. And then Edom and Yishmael, and finally Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'shachat L'malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis is Edom. They're the Malach HaMavis. Maybe Yishmael. They're both vying for that role. Rabbi Isai, the same way the Sfarno tells us, give me a couple more minutes, the Sfarno tells us in number 54, that when it came time for Yosef to be taken out of the pit, how was he taken? Vayiritsu. Bam! They ran him out of the pit. Why? Says the Sfarno. Because Yeshua Hashem keharafayin. That's how God took us out of Mitzrayim, right? When God took us out of Mitzrayim, well, we were twiddling our thumbs and we had time on our hands. Ki garshu mi Mitzrayim, v'lo yachlu l'smamea. And that is how the Gula Ha'asida is going to be. It's going to happen suddenly, instantaneously. Look in Malachi, number 55. Hine sheleach Malachi, I'm going to send my agent, my angel. And suddenly, our great master will return to the Beis Hamikdash, who we're seeking. Rabbi Isai.
Rabbi, he confirms here the idea of Ephion. Ephion wrote that the Rabbi Shalom did not take out the Jews from Mitzrayim.
No, so.
The Mitzrayim threw them out because they were pachas.
So one second. Rabbi Isai, we started off by saying, where in the Torah does it say you have to yearn for Mashiach? So we brought the pasuk Ashurenu v'lai karayv. Take a look at the following pasuk in number 56, okay? This is a very ennobling, inspiring pasuk. Leil shimurim hu lashem. It's a night of watching for God. L'hoitzio me'aretz Mitzrayim. Hu halayla hazeh, this night, lashem is for God. Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'dayroisam is guarded for the b'nei Yisrael for all generations. So the first Leil Shimurim is, Rashi says, it's related to, you know, v'aviv shamaris hadavar. Now remember when Yosef had the dreams? Yaakov was shamaris hadavar. He was waiting in anticipation, when are the dreams going to come into reality? So listen to the first part of the pasuk. Leil Shimurim hu l'Hashem. The night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, God was waiting for. He was yearning for. He couldn't wait to bring the Yetzias Mitzrayim. What does the second part of the pasuk mean? Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael. So Rashi says Shimurim, and it's also a Leil Shimurim that tonight we're protected from Azikim. Says the Sfarno. Listen to this. So beautiful. So beautiful. Leil Shimurim hu l'Hashem. Just like God was anticipating and yearning and pining, when could I bring the Geula? When could I bring the Geula? He was jumping over the mountains. He was trying to hasten it. He skipped over the times. He made it earlier. Just like God was waiting to bring that Geula, it's Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'dayroisam. Just like God was yearning to bring the Geula from Mitzrayim, Kain hu mishamer u'mitzape legulas Yisrael ha'asida. He is likewise yearning to bring the future Geula. L'chol b'nei Yisrael l'doy raisam, for all times. Listen to how the Sfarno reads the pasuk. Leil shimurim hu l'Hashem. Just like that night God was yearning for L'hoitzia me'aretz Mitzrayim, to take them out of Mitzrayim. Hu halayla hazeh, it is this night, Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael, that Hashem is yearning to bring the Gula Hasuda. So Rabbi Isai, where in the Torah does it say you have to yearn for Mashiach? So the smack says very simple. Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha asher hoitzeisicha me'aretz Mitzrayim. That the mitzvah of believing that God took us out of Mitzrayim, included in that mitzvah, is believing God will take us out of the Golos. Because the only point of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was the Ma'aseh Avos, Siman Labanim, to bring Gula Hasida. If you notice in this pasuk, in number 56, it says Leil Shimurim 2 times. Shimurim, Shimurim. The first time, Leil. The second time, Laila. Baal Turim points out it only says the word Shimurim twice in Tanakh. One in the beginning of this pasuk, one at the end of the pasuk. You ready for this? It says the Baal Turim, God divided the night of the 15th into two parts. The first part, Gulas Mitzrayim. Second part, the Gula HaSida. The Gula HaSida not only was Yitzias Mitzrayim, the creation of the Gula, it's two sides of the same coin. Part one of the night, Mitzrayim. Part two of the night, Chatzos, when we have to finish the Haggadah, when we invite Eliyahu, that precise moment is reserved for Yitzias Mitzrayim. Look at number 59. Shimurim, Beis B'Masayra, the Baal Turim says. Leil Shimurim, Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael. Shechalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leil Tesvav L'Shnayim. God divided the night into two parts. Chatzi L'Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'chatzi HaShin L'Gula L'Asa Lavai. The Sefer Shir Ma'ayin points out that Leil refers to the first part of the night. Laila refers to the second part of the night. The Leil Shimurim was the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the Laila, which God is yearning for, and that we have to be yearning for, is for the Gula Hasida. You know, we don't think of Mashiach in you know, real terms. We don't think of it in terms of reality. But the night of the Seder, the purpose of the Seder, we know from the beginning of the Seder, we know from the end of the Seder. The purpose of the night of the Seder is Lashana Haba. Yishalayim. That's what the whole Haggadah is about. That's what the whole purpose of the story is about. That's why the author was who he was. That's why we invite who we do. It's just an interesting tshuva, you know, just to make
so
it more real.
Say Laila and Laila.
So Leil refers to the first part of the night. Laila refers to the second half of the night.
Well, why is that called Laila?
That's in grammar. The first half of the night, he wants to say the Shir Ma'oin is from the Inukul Chasam Sofer. The first part of the night is called Leil. Same part is called Laila. There's a tshuva to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Halacha l'maisa. When Mashiach comes, how many brachas are you going to make?
Four.
See, this question from a big tzaddik, Rav Shmuel Haminer, it's in Shalos Tshuvos Mincha Shlomo, I think it's Chelek Aleph, Siman Tzadi Aleph. He says like this. He wants to say, you're going to make the bracha Chacham HaRazim. When do you make the bracha Chacham HaRazim?
When you see
600,000 Jews. Certainly when Mashiach comes, 600,000 Jews. You make the bracha Shecholak Mechachmasu Lireyav, that God gives from His wisdom to those who fear Him when you see a big gadol. You make the bracha Shecholak Mikvaydai Lireyav when you see a melech, Mashiach will be a melech, and you make a Shechianu. And Rosh Hashanah is Mefalpel, could you include two of the brachos in one? But you know, make it a little bit real to us, that you know, when Mashiach comes, there are going to be halachas. We're going to have to make certain brachas. So we'll conclude.
Halacha should have been hazot, right?
So we pointed out that really in Kala Tarakula, Laila is Zachar. Yeah, we asked that question.
But it says Leil Shimurim Hu.
Yeah. So Leil, okay. Yeah. Leil is Zachar. But even Laila.
And it shouldn't have been Leil Shomor or Shimur. Why Shimurim?
It's plural.
It's Leil, but Leil is a night. It's not many nights.
It means every time this night comes.
Really?
Rabbi, so let's just end with the following. There are many reasons given for the name of Shabbos Haggadah. Some want to say, you know, the day seems so long. Because first you have to go to shul in the morning, and you have to hear all the drashas. And then again, Nachamal, a whole langa drasha with 64 Marim Mekayimais. It's like the day's never going to end. You know, when you're sitting through something that seems like it will never end, it seems longer than it is. So that's why Shabbos Haggadah, it's a very long day. But anyway, the Mati Moshe, a student of the Marshal, says like this. You know why it's called Shabbos Haggadah? It's a tefillah, it's a prayer. Because the Haftarah of Shabbos Haggadah is what? Hine Anochi Shalech Lachem. God promises us, I'm going to send you, as Eliyahu HaNavi, Lefnei Bo Yom Hashem, before the great day. Haggadah V'Hanoira, the day of Mashiach is called the Yom Haggadah. So Shabbos Haggadah, the Shabbos before Pesach, the Shabbos that we begin yearning for the Gula, we hope it comes, B'nisa Nigalu, B'nisa Nasidin Ligal, B'tezvav B'nisa Nigalu, B'tezvav Nisa Nasidin Ligal, B'leil Seida Nigalu, we should be Zoicha, that this year when we open the door, let me end in a, you know, nice way.
No, why did you...
This year we should be Zoicha, then we open the door for Eliyahu HaNavi. He should be standing there, and you should be able to drink from the kais, and you should be mevasara segula shlema. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.